650 as we get closer and closer to 2015. So let's talk about the movies this year. So many of them out in 2014. Which were the really good ones? James Herson is a media psychologist and New York Times bestselling author. One of his most recent books, Hollywood Nation, Left Coast Lies, Old Media Spin, and the New Media Revolution. James, great to have you here.
Hey, great to be with you. How are you?
Good. From the title, I'm sensing you don't like, do you generally like Hollywood movies? Or?
No, I would say I discern which I like and which I don't. But interestingly, the public sends very profound messages every year to Hollywood about the movies they want. And they do it through the box office. That's what the free market's all about. And at the end of this year, Hollywood's box office is down about 5%. That's with all kinds of price increases due to luxury theaters and high technology, 3D, et cetera.
Well, why is the viewership down, do you think?
Well, it's partially down because of technology, because people are having home theater experiences and they're not as interested as going out to the theater. But in addition, I think it's down because Hollywood tends to be out of touch with what its customers really want. I mean, a real illustration of that, the top 10 movies that paid most of the bills in Hollywood, if we look at those top 10 movies, we don't see a single R-rated film.
What was the number one movie this year, do you know?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, no, I did see that myself. Did you?
I did, and I think it's great. I think it's a great movie. It combines everything that cinema should be when you lay down a lot of money. People of all ages can enjoy it. It has nostalgia, has humor, has quirky characters.
Yeah, why is it so many movies they don't seem to be able to hit those buttons like they do in a movie like that?
Well, you know, a couple of examples of those movies are, for example, Exodus, Gods and Kings, which is on its way to being a bomb.
Yeah, I did see that too. Did you check that out?
I did.
What did you think?
I didn't like it at all. Well, and there's a couple of reasons. But first of all, that movie has managed to alienate pretty much all factions. The critics hate it. Most of the public, if you look on the internet, hates it. The left hates it.
Yeah, he took some liberties with the storyline, didn't he?
Well, not just liberties. You know, Peter Chernin, who's the producer of that movie, made a speech and he said, you know, we love the idea of this movie with Christian Bale as Moses because Moses is someone that's held in high esteem by Christians, Jews, and Muslims alike. This is the producer of the movie. Then he goes out and puts out a movie that depicts God as an 11-year-old bratty schoolboy.
That was a strange choice. Yeah. Whose idea was that, do we know?
Exactly. Well, there were six writers. Four of them are credited. But I have to say, the responsibility is on Ridley Scott's shoulders, who's one of the best filmmakers out there. He made Gladiator, you know, Alien, Blade Runner. This is a guy that has nothing to prove, but he lives in this insular bubble of Hollywood. And in Hollywood, for him, he doesn't want to be associated with those religious people. And he contorts himself, so he ended up making this ridiculous movie where he cut the spiritual soul out of the story, trying so hard to show natural explanations, for example, for the parting of the Red Sea, that he ruined it.
Yeah, he almost saw the movie. He should have stuck to the old version with Heston.
If he had taken the 1956 Ten Commandments, Cecil B. DeMille, and tweaked it, altered it for modern sensibilities, used CGI, changed the language, maybe take out Edward G. Robinson going, yeah, Moses, yeah, a few things, you know. It would have been the blockbuster of the decade, but instead he insulted people. Same thing with Noah.
That was this year too, then, Noah, I think?
That was this year.
Yeah, that was a rough one too. By the way, I'm talking to James Herson, author of Hollywood Nation. You can find him online at jamesherson.com. I want to get to what you thought was, what did you think was the best movie of the year? Do you have a choice there?
Well, I guess if I have to choose, I'll choose Guardians of the Galaxy. The people have spoken. I think it did everything that a film should do, and it's a wonderful film. And what about
the more adult movies? Do you think there were any
more
any good
serious
ones?
Movies?
Yeah.
I think the film of the year is going to end up, for me, for the film that came out this year, Unbroken. Angelina Jolie is the person of the year for me in Hollywood because she starred in Maleficent, which was a PG-rated movie that made it to the top 10, that had all the sensibilities of a good cinema. and she directed an adult movie, Unbroken, which not only is a movie that's getting Oscar buzz, that is serious, that deals with a very inspiring, true story,
right,
but it also is doing about five times the box office than anyone expected.
Do you generally not like R-rated movies? Or?
Well, no, I don't. I don't have a prejudice against R-rated movies. I think sometimes R-rated movies are necessary because of the subject matter. Unbroken, there's no way you could make a PG Unbroken. No way you could make American Sniper, another great movie.
Yeah, now when is that coming out? That's one I really do want to see. When is
it's
that?
It's out.
Is it now?
It came out on Christmas. You know, all these real serious kind of movies that are Oscar bait oriented movies came out on Christmas.
Bradley Cooper. Did you see American Sniper?
I did.
Okay, and give me your review on it.
No, I mean, I think it's just an incredible movie. Again, it's not so much that the story is inspiration, but the story needs to be told about the greatest marksman in the history of the military, a guy who used his talent to save lives of the American military, and did it for a very long time. It's directed by, as you know, you would agree, most people agree, a giant in the industry, Clint Eastwood.
Right. No, he's made some great ones. We have about a minute here. I want to get your thoughts on the interview. It got so much attention this year, probably more attention than any movie in the country. Did you see the interview, and what did you think?
I saw the interview. I did it out of patriotic duty at the time, and my view is the interview is kind of movie that a person who likes a hangover sequel will enjoy the interview. It's typical Seth Rogen. It's lots of juvenile kind of anatomy humor. And it doesn't have a lot of great substance. But what it does show, and the reason that it was so sensitive for North Korea and why they objected to it, is because it shows how totalitarian regimes set up a facade for the press. The Soviets called it a Potemkin village, and
right,
they do that in this movie, and Cuba did that. And
well,
so
it might affect those countries if they see them. We have about 20 seconds here. Any movie you can't wait to see right now that's going to be coming out soon?
I have a whole bunch of movies I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see Birdman, Michael Keaton. I can't wait to see The Theory of Everything, which is the story of Stephen Hawking.
Right.
So there's a bunch of them. You know, because of the awards season, a lot of really great independent films come out at this time.
Right. It's certainly a time to, we have some time off to watch some good movies. It's James Herson, a media psychologist, New York Times bestselling author. His book, Hollywood Nation, check it out. And online, it's jamesherson.com. James, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That's it for 2014. We're back next year. Good night.